SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Texas House has given the go-ahead to issue arrest warrants for runaway Democrats. They fled the state to block adoption of redrawn congressional maps. The maps, backed by President Trump, are designed to reflect the will of Texas voters, but fugitive Democrats are having none of it, accusing Republicans of gerrymandering to gain political advantage. And such controversy is nothing new.
Democratic lawmakers left Texas to try to block Republicans from redrawing congressional districts in their favor. The term gerrymandering originated over 200 years ago to describe political manipulation in legislative districts. It was coined in 1812 to describe a district signed into law by Massachusetts Governor Elbridge Gerry that critics said was shaped like a salamander. Gerrymandering has continued since then. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in 2019 that federal courts don't have the authority to decide challenges to alleged partisan gerrymandering.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett. At Israel's request, the U.N. Security Council will hold an emergency meeting to discuss the hostages being held and starved by Hamas in Gaza. The BBC's Yolande Nell in Jerusalem.
The U.N. session was called after Palestinian armed groups put out videos showing two of the hostages, Ron Breslavsky and Eviatar David, looking weak and emaciated. Their families want immediate action to bring them home, and they've expressed alarm at suggestions the Israeli Prime Minister now wants to reoccupy all of Gaza, including areas where it's believed the hostages are held.
Firefighting crews struggling to contain a ravenous wildfire. It's burning in California's Los Padres National Forest north of Los Angeles. The Gifford Fire has burned more than 72,000 acres. Smoke from Canadian wildfires will make for unhealthy air across parts of the Midwest, the Great Lakes, and the Northeast the coming few days. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 50 points, NASDAQ futures 37 points higher. This is SRN News. Religious people are a minority in a growing number of nations.
The vast majority of the global population follows some faith, mostly Christianity and Islam. But religiously unaffiliated people, those who are atheists, agnostics, or adherents of no particular faith, are now the majority in 10 countries. China and North Korea are perhaps the most obvious ones on the list, but the unaffiliated are also a majority now in the Netherlands, New Zealand, the Czech Republic, Uruguay, Japan, Vietnam, Macau, and Hong Kong. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A church in Nigeria's megacity of Lagos has become a community for people who are deaf. The pastor preaches in sign language, and the vibrations of drums signal when to pray or kneel at the Christian Mission for the Deaf Church. An estimated 10 million of Nigeria's 220 million people are deaf or have difficulty hearing. Disability advocates say that in the absence of inclusive churches and institutions, the Christian Mission Church is critical. SRN News. Big city newspaper in the East is looking westward, as correspondent Jason Walker explains.
The New York Post is launching a California newspaper and news site next year. The California Post will add another title to Rupert Murdoch's media empire, and the new paper stands to bring a conservative-friendly fixture of the Big Apple media landscape to the Golden State. Plans for the Los Angeles-based paper call for a print edition 7 days a week, a website, social media accounts, and videos and audio pieces. Jason Walker reporting.
The owners of the cargo ship that crashed into Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge are suing the company that built the vessel. The lawsuit was filed in federal court in Pennsylvania last week. It alleges a defect in the design of some of the ship's electronics. More details, SRNnews.com.